The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Always good to have you with us. Harley Carnes, welcome.
Thank you, Chris.
No charges in a police shooting case in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah, this is somewhat controversial, only, I guess, there in Charlotte, because shortly after the shooting of Keith Lamont Scott back in September, there was several days of unrest and violence in the streets of Chicago. There was an immediate presumption that the cop might have done something wrong. Police officer was also black. His name is Brentley Vinson. The district attorney, I think, did it in a way that is going to make it kind of difficult to hit the streets again. The prosecutor didn't make the decision himself. He amassed a team of 15 other prosecutors to help review the case, and they all came back with no charges against the officer. They said that Scott was armed, that he could have shot any of the officers there at any moment, and so the shooting was therefore justified. Mm-hmm. People won't like it.
No.
Some people won't. But it's going to be a more difficult one to argue about, since it wasn't like one guy making the decision.
Okay. Explain these sentencing arguments in the case of a man who planned a terror attack on the U.S. Capitol.
I think he's got a hard time with this one. This is the defense lawyers for 22-year-old Christopher Cornell. They're arguing for a shorter than 30-year sentence, claiming he has matured and now he rejects radical Islamic propaganda.
Oh, really?
He feels bad about his terrorism plot against the U.S. Capitol. They're hoping for 10 to 20 years. The prosecutors say they kind of doubt his jailhouse conversion. They say he has tried to convert other prisoners to jihad, even got into the jail computer system and managed to broadcast his call for holy war online. So they're pushing for the full 30, and they expect they'll get it.
Give it up.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, don't bother. And the Cassini space probe starts its sampling of Saturn's rings.
Yeah, they're going to be Cassini is going to be diving through the outer edge of the rings once every 7 days through the month of April, 20 times. It plans to literally dive through the rings and collect tiny particles, analyze them, and send the information back to NASA. And then in September, it's going to dive into Saturn itself. That'll be a swan song.
No humans on board?
No humans on board, no. That's for sure. The Cassini space probe, it's been up there for a long, long time, and has been a remarkable, remarkable success for NASA. They've learned an awful lot about Saturn and the rings and all of that stuff.
So. Fascinating stuff. Sure is. Thank you, Harley. Much appreciated.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Harley Carnes.